Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph, in the middle of explaining Halacha Yod and the Oizvah Rosh Hashanah on Yod Aleph Beis a little bit before the halfway mark with the words Tani Ein Barin and the article Rosh Hashanah on Tes Vav Beis about three lines off from the bottom. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarah Basri Yaakov Moshe Harnish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah had brought the discussion of Bayer on Yom Tov, so we continue discussing this. Tani, we have a Brisa Ein Barin V'loy Tachnin V'loy Merakdin. No doing Bayer Tchina, which is grinding, and Merakid is sifting. Now a Bayer if a person does one of these things on Shabbos, Niskal gets skila because he's over one of 39 malachas. If he does on Yom Tov, so he gets 40 malchas. Ask the Gemara of Tanin, and we have a Mishnah that says it's our Mishnah. So we clearly see that he is allowed to do bar on Yom Tov. It's permitted 100%. So Chaniyah on Tanoya, he answers Rav Gamliel. This brass is actually Rav Gamliel of our Mishnah. Rav Gamliel had said Af Midiach V'Shayla, he could also be Midiach and Shayla. Now the lashon of the Mishnah is problematic because remember Beis Hillel had said they could do bar like regular. Then Rav Gamliel comes along and says Af, he could even do the following. Now, when a person says you can even do A, B, and C, that's mashmi is being even more makel. But Rav Gamliel is not being more makel; he's being machmir. Midiach mashayla, as we explained in the Mishnah, is simply pouring water on the beans or legumes, whatever they are. The psoilus flows to the top, and then that gets poured out. So that's not bayer like regular. So it turns out that Rav Gamliel is being more machmir. He's saying that actually the only permitted way of bayer is like this, being midiach mashayla, and therefore the brayse that we just quoted is sheets from Rav Gamliel of our Mishnah. The person does bayer like regular on Shabbos, chayv skila, and if he does like this on Yom Tov, he's actually going to get malchus. As the Gemara, Vatani, we have a brayso, shall base from a Gamliel, hayushachim pilbul and reichain shalhen, that the family members from a Gamliel, they used to grind peppercorn in their millstones, and the problem with that is, umotar litchon v'asr lover, what it's permitted to grind, but it's usher to do bayer. How does that make sense? The brayso said it's usher to do bayer and taichen. So Amar Yisrael Rabbani answers, lo yotra tchina kedarka, they didn't permit tchina in the regular way. The standard way of grinding peppercorn is with a mortar and a pestle, not in a millstone, and since they were doing it in an abnormal way with a shinoi, that's permitted. I think we're continuing discussing this. How do we know that on Yom Tov we're not allowed to do bayer, techina, or harkada, sifting? We know that malachas related to eichel nefesh, to food, are permitted. So why are these not permitted if they're eichel nefesh related malachas? So Rav Achas is b'shem Rishim Malakesh, Tassav Amar Alf on top, the pasuk says, Kol malacha lo yasa bahen, and we read that ad ushmartem es hamatzos. Namely, the pasuk in regards to Pesach tells us that no malacha is allowed to be done. Then we continue reading to where the pasuk says, Ushmartem es hamatzos, you shall guard the matzos. Now, what does it mean guarding the matzos? So that's referring to when we start making matzah, namely when the water is poured into the flour and one starts kneading the dough. So it's up until that point that we have an isser of kol malacha lo yasa bahen. It's only from kneading and onwards that's permitted. Therefore, bayer, toichen, and merakid, those will take place before kneading the dough. So those are asr and Yom Tov. However, Yesi Bai, he asks as follows, klom lamdu latav shel el mikan, is this the only source we learned cooking from? No. This is not how we know that we're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. The pasuk says beferosh, ach asher yachal chol nefesh hu levade yasa lechem, that which is necessary for food, such a thing you're allowed to do. And if Rav Acha said b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish is correct, that we're learning from kol malacha lo yasa bahen until shmatim samatzos, like we just explained, then there's no need for the pasuk to speak out explicitly that which is necessary for eichal nefesh you're allowed to do. We already have a different source, and therefore Rav Yosi doesn't say this. He has a different source. El Rav Yosi says b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish, he has a different memra. The pasuk says ach asher yachal chol nefesh hu levade yasa lechem ad ushmartem samatzos. And Rav Kanievsky says that really the girsa should probably be min ushmartem samatzos. In other words, a similar drasha to before that we read from one part of the pasuk to the other. It's just that it's two different parts of the pasukim. We take the words ushmartem samatzos and we read from there up until ach asher yachal chol nefesh hu levade yasa lechem, and that's telling us that this entire stage from the kneading of the dough all the way up until and including cooking, that's permitted to be done, but anything before that is not. Now Tani Cheski Upalig, Cheski teaches and he argues, the pasuk says achu levadoi hare elu miyutin, these are all miyutin, they're all exclusionary phrases. What do we learn from here? Shelo yiktzar v'lo yitchon v'lo yirakid b'yamtif, one's not allowed to cut grain, he's not allowed to grind, and he's not allowed to sift on yamtif. Hence we see that he says differently. We continue discussing. Reb Zeira quotes Reb Chiya bar Ashi, who says b'shem Rav, hameshamer chai mishum bayrer, if a person is meshamer wine, which is basically pouring wine through a strainer to filter it, so if a person does that, he's chayiv because of bayrer. Now Reb Zeira, he asks, lo mistaber dila mishum merakid, isn't it more logical to say that this is because of sifting? Now, even though they both agree that he's going to be chayiv, the nafka mina would be what type of hasra he would have to get. When Edim warn him, don't do this or else you're going to be chayiv, they have to explain why he shouldn't do it. And the nafka mina would be, should they tell him don't do it because it's bayrer, or don't do it because it's merakid? Now, Rabbi Yoyin of Rabbi Yisrael, Trey and Amrin, both of them say that Bekad Miyasa originally, Havin and Amrin, we said that Yosam Rab Zeira, what Rab Zeira had suggested is true. It actually is more logical to say that straining wine or filtering it is more similar to sifting. thing. Why is that? Tesavon based on top. Mahamarakid kemach milamalon vesoilus milamaton. That's proper girsa. Just like by sifting, the kemach, which is the coarser flour, that stays on top, and the soilus, which is the finer flour, that goes to the bottom. Afamashamer, so to one who's straining or filtering wine, yayin milamaton, the wine is below, ushmar milamalon, and the sediment is up above. And so actually it is more logical to say the filtering wine is compared to sifting. However, v'levin amr klum, really, we're not saying anything. In other words, it's not like merakid. Lama, why is that? Because hoter mechal breira v'hoter mechal shimur, we find a heter for breira and we find a heter for sifting. Hoter mechal breira, find a heter for breira, that's in our Mishnah, bar kedarkoi b'cheke b'tamchoi. And v'hoter mechal shimur, we find a heter for filtering wine because we have a Mishnah in Masech Shabbos that tells us avol noisel l'tuli b'yomtif. This is a whole discussion regarding filtering wine on Shabbos and yomtif. And it says over there that on yomtif, one is not allowed to take the filter. He can't take the cheesecloth or whatever he's using for filtering and spread it over the top of the barrel on yomtif. But it was already tolui, it was already spread there and hanging there from before yomtif. So then he could filter his wine on yomtif. So we see a heter for both breira and shimur on Yom Tif, but v'lo yehoter mechal harkada. There's no heter for sifting on Yom Tif. Dor Chanina bar Yaakov, Shem Rabbi Yehuda, tells us, ein shaynes hakemach, one is not allowed to re-sift flour, aval markidin lachar anafa, but he could sift it on the back of the sieve, meaning he could flip it over and sift like that. We see from here that even sifting flour a second time is usur, so for sure doing it the first time is usur, and therefore, in Tamerim Shem Rakid, if you want to say that filtering wine is like Merakid, hu yehe usur, so it should be usur, because we find no heter for Merakid, and therefore there should be no heter for filtering wine. But as we just quoted the Mishnah above, that there is a heter for filtering wine. Therefore, it must be that filtering wine is like Bayrer and not like Merakid. Now Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he tells us, D like Rabbi Yehuda, this is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Netanim Shem Rabbi Yehuda, we've brought in Rabbi Yehuda, Af Machshir Eichel Nefesh Atiru, that even Machshir Eichel Nefesh, something which is necessary as a preparation for food, even that's allowed to be done in Yom Tif. For example, if a person has a spit and he has to fix it in order to be able to roast his meat, that's allowed to be done. Even though he technically could have done it before Yom Tif, still, this Machshira Echol Nefesh, it's something that's necessary for the food preparation. It's not food preparation in and of itself. It's still permitted. So our discussions are definitely not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara concludes, Baya Hadam Milsa, we ask the following question, Ma'ol Shanas Sekemach L'chari HaNafa K'Rabbanon. What about according to the Rabbanon? Is it permitted to re-sift flour on the back of the sifter, on the back of the sieve? On the one hand, he was technically able to do it before Yom Tif, and so therefore maybe he shouldn't be able to do it. On the other hand, if he has the need to do so on Yom Tif, for example, if a pebble or something like that fell into his flour, he could do it by way of shinoi, so maybe be permitted just to simply re-sift flour just to get finer flour if he does it with a shinoi, and that we don't have an answer to. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halachi Yad Aleph with another Machlokes B'Shem Beis Hillel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.